Yeah, we could. Good morning, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. This session is now called to order. I open the fifth meeting of this session. This morning, and in conformity with our agreed program of work, we will continue with our consideration of elements for a regulatory framework. We'll consider two elements, namely element 8 and on private military and security companies, and element 1 on the definitions and interpretations. Depending on the availability of time, and if delegations are in agreement, once our discussions on element 8 and element 1 are completed this morning, I would like to suggest that we directly proceed with the discussions that were planned for this afternoon segment, that is on identifying any possible additional elements. Would delegations be ready to proceed with the consideration this morning of the segment that was originally planned for this afternoon and engage in discussion on additional elements to be considered for a regulatory framework? I'm looking around to check if there are any objections. I don't see any, both in the room and on the screen. So it is so decided. I would like to thank delegations very much for displaying such flexibility and ensuring the best use of our time. This will enable the Secretariat to finalize the draft summary of our proceedings this afternoon, and this will be shared with all delegations by email early in the morning tomorrow. That will be before we engage on discussions on the way forward and before we conclude our session with the adoption ad referendum of our report. Going back to the consideration of element 8 and element 1, allow me to highlight a few key points for discussions that have emerged from the last session and the current one, including from the experts' presentations that we listened to earlier. With respect to element 8, which covers the duties of the PMSCs, some noted the need for PMSCs to respect and ensure respect by its personnel of international humanitarian law and international human rights law in all their operations, regardless where they take place. Mention was also made of the need for PMSCs to demonstrate this commitment to adopt policies and carry out human rights due diligence. With regards to compliance mechanisms, it was noted that such mechanisms and their processes, which need to be ongoing, have a key role to play in ensuring that the selection, vetting, and training of personnel performing military or security services are in conformity with national and international law. On grievance mechanisms, it was noted that PMSCs should participate in effective and legitimate mechanisms to provide remedy and reparations when they have been involved in an infringement of human rights, or provide direct reparation to the victims of such violations or abuses. Now, with regards to element 1, definitions and interpretations, it seems that we're seeing an emerging consensus on the need to shift the focus from the entity providing the services to the services and activities that they deliver. As mentioned by some delegations and some experts that made presentations, such a shift would help overcome the definitional difficulties which this working group has experienced in the past and would be more effective for capturing the diversity of PMSC's operations and the variety of entities providing such services, hence the array of potential human rights concerns and impacts. I would like now to open the floor for statements and interventions under the two elements, element 8 on PMSCs and element 1 on definitions and interpretations. Delegations wishing to take the floor are now given the opportunity to signal their intentions to speak, and will follow the same order that we had established, starting with the member and observer states, and then international organizations, and others will follow afterwards. Are there any? I see the USA. The representative of the United States, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning. I would like to make a comment with respect to element 1.